Welcome to BizHelps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHelps is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of the old traditional methods everyone hates. We use this method to book 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Charity Majors. Charity is a dynamic leadership expert, award-winning entrepreneur, and best-selling author who transforms lives through purpose-driven strategy and her connect effect through emotional intelligence within communication, connection, culture, and leadership. As a founder of Business and Bubbly, a nationwide networking company for women, she equips leaders to build thriving communities and unlock their meant-for-more potential. And as a corporate trainer and speaker, she takes her success strategies and helps leaders and organizations implement them within their company cultures. Charity's journey from overcoming personal loss to becoming a global influencer uniquely positions her to guide others in discovering their divine purpose. She's going to share a bizhelp about that time when her entire conference almost fell apart. So, Charity, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited. Okay, I love this conversation and even just the purpose of your podcast of what it looks like to all of the mistakes that we made. So I love what you're doing, Anna, and thanks for having me. So I'm excited to dive into when my conference almost completely fell apart. And if you are an event host or if you've done any sort of event curating or even been to an event, behind the scenes, there's actually a lot of different moving parts. And we were hosting one of our main Business and Bubbly conferences, which is helps take women from idea to profit in a short amount of time. And one of my main influential author, keynote speakers, that she literally the night before the conference, she ended up going into the emergency room right before she was supposed to get on the airplane to come to the conference. And so one of the main people that we had been marketing and helping put, you know, people in seats and attracting the audience, now all of a sudden she wasn't coming. But that wasn't the only thing that started to happen. All of a sudden, things at the conference center started to fall apart as well. The Wi-Fi went out. We lost power for a little while. So, which means none of my presentations or slideshows or fancy graphics or anything like that, all of that started to fall apart behind the scenes. And I remember sitting there and having a moment of, oh, shoot. What am I going to do? Like, I'm going to disappoint people. They have come for this incredible keynote speaker who is coming, and now we aren't even going to have some of like a bunch of the graphics and presentations, and power went out and the Wi-Fi went out and all of this different stuff started to happen. And I remember having this moment of, okay, this is happening for me. And I started to make some reach outs to my connection. And I started to just kind of do a couple things that helped not only support me, but also make some really empowered decisions, right? Because if you've ever been in a place where all of a sudden things start to fall apart, and now it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm falling apart. This is going to happen. What are they going to think? And you can start to kind of go in this spiral downward of starting to make fear-based decisions, but knowing that fear-based decisions is not a place that I want to come from as an empowered leader. I actually had to come back to this space of what I like to call is how to ACT during a plot twist, right? So life throws us plot twists. The whole thing could have fallen apart. And as I was doing this in real time, I remembered A. So this is where you actually get really, really anchored in understanding, okay, who I am, the value that I provide. I'm coming back to a grounded space and not that fear spiral of everything that could fall apart. The next one is C, is for community. So who can I reach out to in my community? Who can help come alongside me? Who can support me? Who can help talk me off the ledge? And then T is to trust. So to trust that it's all happening for you. And so I actually had to really lean into trust. And so I ended up taking up kind of that keynote space and actually really vulnerably sharing what was going on behind the scenes. I shared that ACT framework, how to act during a plot twist. And the women stood in the room. They stood up in a standing ovation, actually really, really honoring and appreciating that I pulled back the curtain of when something could have fallen apart, when something could have been really, really bad, and all of a sudden it could affect my reputation and I could disappoint the women that were in the room, which was my biggest fear. And just kind of my vulnerability is, oh man, these women came and they paid to, you know, come and see this incredible leader and influencer, and now she's not here. And what if I'm not delivering on that promise? And it's gonna, you know, like, I didn't want to disappoint them. And so we just had some really beautiful, real conversations. And so I actually feel like in those hardest times, those biggest mishaps, those plot twists, the things where it's all going to fall apart, if we can remember how to ACT and actually come from that really empowered place, then that's going to make all of the difference in our business.
You know, I love that. I love your ACT. Remind me what the A was, please.
Anchored. So where are you?
Anchor.
Yep. Feeling really grounded, really anchored, not in that spiral, not in that swirl. It's like, oh, okay, who I be, like who I be in this moment. I'm really grounded. I'm self-regulating again. I'm not making these fear-based decisions. I'm actually making decisions, even if it's all falling apart, even if there's mishaps, even if there are all these plot twists, I'm actually making decisions from a really grounded and empowered place, not from a fear-based place. So A is anchored.
I love that. Also because you mentioned about making decisions based on fear, and they are, if you make decisions based on fear, I feel like they're just you reacting and the situation controlling you. But when you ACT and you anchor, you take back your control. And I think that's very powerful for you to be able to anchor and
I felt that
reach
too,
out.
Right?
I mean, of course, you might feel anger or like a lot of emotions, but you need to process them to be able to anchor and reach out to your community and also to trust the process.
Yeah, because especially I love the community, because we're not meant to do any of it, even the hard stuff alone. And so I was actually able to reach out to a good friend who helped give me some ideas, actually helped to reach out to another friend who was able to come and jump in on a panel. And even, you know, some of the tech hosts and things like that, they were able to finally and eventually get the Wi-Fi back up. So it's like, okay, who can come around me and support me even if when it looks like it's all falling apart? So community is huge. And then T is to trust. Oh man, okay, this is happening for me. I actually trust that I am able to handle this. And I love this concept of we are actually tested so that we can be trusted, right? You don't take a driver's test to not be promoted. You actually take a driver's test to be able to be promoted to a driver. And so same thing in life. Sometimes we are tested for promotion. And so even in that moment, my capacity to handle bigger stages, bigger things in my business, bigger up levels, that was almost like a test. And from that place, it was actually really, really beautiful. The returns on the investment of that test, the promotions that came from that test.
Wow.
We're really big on the other side. So we are tested so that we can be trusted.
I love that. Like we're being constantly tested that you can be trusted, because it's earned. We don't, it's not assumed.
Yeah.
And I love all of this that you said. So Charity, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, so Business and Bubbly is my company, and we have nationwide networking chapters for women in business. And so if you know that you are called to lead from the front of the room. If you know that you're ready to go from being involved to influential, our applications for chapter directors in local cities are actually open. And I would love to connect with you. So you can just go to businessandbubbly.com, check out the apply to be a director. I would love to connect with you and to see how we can empower you in your local area to become one of the most influential women, to speak more, to lead more, and to show up in a much bigger way.
Awesome. Love it so much. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much to Charity Majors for coming on and sharing her story about that time where her entire conference almost fell apart, but she acted ACT. You can learn more about what she does by visiting businessandbubbly.com and then go to apply to see if you can be influential. Is that right?
Yep, you got it.
Yay. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. And if you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps a burnout away. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download the free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.